Hello everyone and welcome back. In today's discussion, we'll be looking at a fascinating clinical topic, the effect of changing the activation frequency of archwires on pain perception in moderate crowding cases. This randomized controlled trial sheds light on how treatment intervals can directly influence patient comfort and orthodontic outcomes. When I look at new clinical trials about patient discomfort, I'm always curious whether small, practical changes like appointment frequency really matter. A recent randomized controlled trial from Cairo University set out to test exactly that. 19 young adults with moderate class 1 crowding were treated using the same nickel titanium wire sequence. The only difference? In one group, the wires were changed every 4 weeks. In the other, every 6. Patients rated their pain on a 7-point Likert scale at several time points, 4 hours, 24 hours, 3 days, and 7 days after each adjustment. And the results? There was no significant difference between the two schedules. Discomfort peaked within the first day, then decreased steadily through the week. By day 7, pain levels were minimal in both groups. Statistically, it's a small sample. 19 patients completed the study, but the design was solid, randomization was done properly, and the results align with what we know from previous research. Orthodontic pain follows a predictable curve and it resolves quickly. Clinically, this tells us something important. We don't have to stick rigidly to a 4-week schedule out of concern for patient comfort. Extending to 6-week intervals doesn't make treatment more painful and may even make practice flow more efficient. In other words, if the biological response is adequate and alignment progresses as expected, you can safely stretch appointments without worrying that your patients will suffer more. Pain in orthodontics remains real, but it's also transient, and with proper reassurance, patients adapt quickly, regardless of whether you see them every month or every 6 weeks. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.